up this is a rare opportunity to look into the inner goings on of running a major festival. Clay Bush from Many Flimmer Presents joins us next on the Chris.
Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the Grid.
105.9 KZZK backstage once again where you would want to be because I am one lucky dude. Right now we are joined by one of the promoters for this big event, Rock on the Rangers. Let me tell you something, the magnitude of it overwhelms everyone that's here. It is amazing. Clay, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I have been to a lot of shows. I'm gonna date myself, alright? I'm with the Ozfest all the time. This blows that away. Yes.
Oh, glad you did. It's an incredible experience. The Rock on the Range is the Super Bowl of all festivals. It's the ultimate stadium, but the ultimate stadium experience. We have 120,000 people in this weekend. To have all congregate from all 50 states, from the country, this Rock and Roll, this meetup, basically. It's an incredible moment for Rock and Roll. And I'm glad you did.
I have seen things that have given me chills. In my lifetime, okay, I was lucky enough to take myself a Star Animals and Floyd in Kansas City, okay? That's why I said it, okay? You got the Pink Floyd shirt on, and I love that kind of stuff. We love David Gilmour, but it is so cool to come in here and to be able to see the variety and to watch the people. I've watched people over there watching Megadeth and everybody screams across to go to another place, you know, and it's so cool. Because every band you could possibly want to see is right here, and that is wonderful that you guys have done this.
Well, Gary, Danny, River, and Joe Lynn Guy, that's the business we came from, so both Rock on the Range, Gary and Danny, who I work with, Joe and AJ, they come together and they had a built great, incredible experience with the fans and got to chill up their spines.
Oh man!
You know, got some Spring Rising, and Sundays is in the face, you know. They have been all filling no filler, and they lit it up, and they put me to work. You know, they give me a lineup that also succeeds to sell tickets at the end of the day, because I got the publicity with my job, I'm the bottom line, right? And as I promote an event, it makes it very easy to promote an event and get up chili peppers. Headlining over all these incredible acts are the first anniversary.
This is our 20th anniversary this month, so this is perfect for us. Yeah, that's it. So we've been watching all the shows and all the bands, and there have been bands which is, I was totally almost brought to tears by 6 a.m. when he was singing Life is Beautiful, can't say any better than that. And then the watch Shine Down about the Prince.
I mean, that's what it's all about. You don't know what you're going to get. A lot of these bands, they're all influenced by each other. Prince, it's crazy to see. I didn't know this day. I didn't know this day today. I mean, deep touching everyone. Not just rock and roll, but R&B, hip-hop. I mean, I didn't touch all the culture. You know, it's not just the musicians and artists. Icon, you're seeing how it's affecting our family, Shinedown, Superb, and go down the list. I mean, that's just that's the experience. You got bands come out and honor, but you see, we had a moment yesterday with, you know, Vinny Paul, you know, for example, we're coming out for the first time, we played Bones of Ohio since, you know, the unfortunate man to die. That was a moment in itself, you know. And the crowd really got behind. They really did. And I couldn't imagine a sight for many months in that time to go out there and to address that. And, you know, not to be behind it, but to say, you know, I'm coming back to the moment of something that you have been more than. I hope that, you know, six little better about it, it's comfortable having it, and things are good. Hopefully, they want to come back and get a million.
Heather, who's my assistant program director, is also our crew of the internet. We have been overwhelmed by the quality, the
those vendors are excellent. And oh my gosh, that tent with all your posters and stuff like that, that is brilliant. So yeah, we change over there. I want to really highlight the history of Dr. Ranches. There's a lot of great things and things that happen to the show. So I have the black and white Rob Van from the photographer. Come here and exhibit your local audience that have covered the event for the last 9 years, and now, I've been with the company for 5 years, both management and I, and we've only really grown more than that since. So for me, it's cool to see how the show develops in my 5 years. And having that as an event experience, for us, it's always pretty cool, but it's they come from demands, we know that, they're not going to take on demands. It's our responsibility to get all the fans in, and that photos is a big deal. And it's Scott Lyman, honor Scott Lyman, and it's amazing that you're so alive there with us. And please, all the people out there that use it, it's Scott Lyman. He really loved his talk and arts, and it means a lot to people. And I think it's frankly the honor of a rock's icon like that. You hate seeing that happen. Matter to the management. It's only when you need to control everything, you gotta do your best to make it the best. Okay, control the rain, that it will let it, you know what, it doesn't matter when you hear the man like this play, because your guys on stage are giving it to the people out there. And you can see it. I tell somebody else, when they went with clothes.
They were on TV?
Yes.
That's tough.
You're starting to see it,
because it's all about the show now. A band I'm excited to see in the rise of the day. So I think you're going to have a bonus tonight.
Every song,
I can't believe it's going to go out, and I'm going to see the band. I'm going to do it on the side stage. My camera, I just want to see the band move, and I think something special out there.
I'm looking for the band, I'm looking for to see Red Sun Rising, so I'm going to see that, so play that song, and it went crazy.
But if you're going to see it, and the brain rocks, and
I'm
starting to hear groups online. There's looking forward to seeing each other every year, the single money to come here and have a good time. There's huge markets and groups now, and they create their own big names, they all hang out, they have their own official big parties, and that's what it's about. You know, community, rock and roll's community, and it's an incredible time right now for it. You're seeing around how the different types of people are here. No issues, no fights, and I felt they have a good time, and they enjoy drinking beer and have a good time. Well, I want to thank you personally for taking the time to stop by and go on us. I always do when I apply to these things, I always think you can't do this without getting you out. At the end of the day, you're just a bunch of us, we are, and if you want to get wrong with it, then come out, you're our guest. Please come out to Louisville, come out to Chicago, come out to Houston, whatever city you want to come to, please join us. We'll bring these fans over, we'd love to show you guys a good time. Thank you.